This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred by the opposition's uproar yesterday, leading to the adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral roll in Bihar and other issues. Speaking in the Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju questioned the opposition's intention, saying that the government is ready for the discussion, but they are engaged in disruption.
Sarkar ne baar baar kaha hai ki hum charcha karna chahte hain. Phir ye hangama kyon kar rahe hain? Kaun zimmedar lega? Desh ka karoda tax money ko aap log hangama karke barbaad kar rahe hain. Jawab dena padega. सुबह से तैयार करके आते हैं, बिजनेस लेके आते हैं, चर्चा के लिए हम लोग तैयार हैं। आप लोग सदन का समय बर्बाद कर रहे हैं। कांग्रेस पार्टी और उनके कुछ साथियों ने जो दो दिन से जो हंगामा कर रहे हैं, मैं इसका खंडन करना चाहता हूँ।
As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the lower house for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes, forcing the chair to adjourn the upper house for the day. Earlier in the day, soon after the Rajya Sabha met for the question hour at 12 noon, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, informed the House about the Ministry of Home Affairs' notification regarding the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar.
The Ministry of Home Affairs, via notification at 22.725, has conveyed the resignation of Vice President of India, Sri Jagdeep Dhankar, under Article 67A of the Constitution with immediate effect.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar resigned on Monday from the post, citing health reasons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives today. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will travel to United Kingdom on a two-day visit. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Mr. Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart, Keir Starmer, and a call on King Charles III. The visit will review the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, focusing on defence and security, trade, technology, climate action, health, education and people-to-people ties. The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore 68 lakh electors have been covered in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative. The poll body said 18 lakh 66,000 electors have been found diseased, over 26 lakh permanently shifted, and 52 lakh 30,000 electors were not found at their address. The commission said efforts have been intensified to ensure that all eligible electors are included in the draft electoral roll to be published on the 1st of next month. In a significant milestone for the Indian Army, the first batch of Apache helicopters arrived in India from the United States. These state-of-the-art helicopters are often referred to as tanks in the air due to their heavy-duty firepower and advanced battlefield capabilities. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said the arrival of Apache helicopters is a significant step towards strengthening India's defense capabilities. In Bangladesh, the death toll has risen to 31 following a crash of an Air Force fighter jet into a building of Milestone School and College in Dhaka on Monday. A total of 165 people have been injured in the incident. The External Affairs Ministry stated that a team of burn specialist doctors and nurses, along with necessary medical support, will soon visit Dhaka to treat the victims of the tragic crash. They will assess the condition of the patients and recommend further treatment or specialized care in India if needed. Additional medical teams may follow based on the initial assessment. Bolivian President Luis Alberto Arce Catacora has extended heartfelt gratitude to the Indian government for donating 3 lakh doses of the measles and rubella MR vaccine. In a message, President Arce described the gesture as one of solidarity and timely support amid a growing health emergency in the country. In women's cricket, England were 225 for 4 in 39.2 overs against India in the series, deciding third and final one-day international at Chester Street when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.